If you're sitting in a chair, it's best to do this sitting in a chair. You move yourself forward to the edge of the chair so that your hips are sitting on the edge of the chair and not you're not sitting back in the chair. If that's uncomfortable for you, then you can sit back in the chair, but prop yourself up with a pillow so that your spine is not as upright as it can be. And your feet should be flat on the ground, barefoot preferred. So you can spread your toes out and wiggle them around. If you do this outside, it's excellent to get your bare feet on the earth. That's really the golden ticket there. But if you're inside, you can do it inside too. You just have to use your imagination a little bit more. So feet are under the knees, knees are 90 degrees with the hips, sitting up nice and tall. And your hands can be resting on your knees. I like to put my palms face up. You can do palms face up or face down, whichever is more comfortable for you. And we're going to begin with one is fun. Imagining a great big golden smile, just full of joy and happiness and ease, blessings from God, blessings from the Great Spirit, blessings from the Great Tao. And wash down over your forehead and your face, relaxing all the tissues. Across your throat and your collarbones, and your chest and your shoulders, the fronts of your arms and your abdomen, across the front of your hips, the tops of your legs, across your knees and down your shins, washing down the front of your feet and down into the ground. And put a second golden smile on the back of your head, right above your head, and have that wash down the back of your head and neck, across the back of your shoulders. Physically relax your shoulders a little bit because most of us hold tension in our shoulders. Washing down our back, taking away anything that might be in the backs of our minds or kind of pressing on us from the day. Letting it go. Across the backs of our hips, spreading out your hips under the chair. Continues across your glutes and your hamstrings, the backs of your thighs, the backs of your knees, your calves, and down the back, washing back down the back of your heels into the earth. All the way down into the earth. Get familiar with that, what that space below you feels like. Nice. The third golden smile appears right at the top of your head, right in the center. And it's going nice and big as your body. These smiles should be nice and big. Washing down through the center of your head, through your neck and your jaw, your shoulders and your lungs, straight through the center of your heart space, taking a big golden smile, washing through the entire abdomen, the hips, organs, the center of their thigh bones, the knees, down through the calves and the lower legs, out the bottoms of the ankles and the bottoms of the feet, down into the earth, all the way down below you, becoming aware again of the space below your body. Great way to ground the mind. Two is shoe. I'm going to imagine that our feet are actually giant pats of butter. And that butter is being warmed by the sun. And as that sun is warming, the feet and the butter melt down into the earth. Nice and easy and gentle, just naturally merging feet with the earth itself. Kind of sinks in, sinks down. Three is tree. We're going to imagine that our feet now become tree roots, or that, and they're going to, those tree roots are going to grow down into that softened earth that the butter just softened up for us. Tree roots growing easily down in front of us, at least 6 feet down. You can go 12 feet, that's great. Just exploring the sensation or the imagined sensation of what it would be like to grow your tree roots down into the earth from your feet. Growing down into the front, down into the right, 6 feet down and out, down into the back. Behind you, down and back behind you, exploring that space and ground behind you, underneath your chair, and down and to the left. And then we form a taproot, just like a plant. And that taproot goes from our root bundle now that we've got growing through our feet, all the way down through all the layers of the earth, connecting with the very center of the planet. Reaching down, 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 down. It's a big planet. So give yourself time to get down there. There we go. And you're rooted now to the center of the earth. Truly grounded. Now that we've got our roots down there, the earth can reciprocate for its core. With every inhale, just like a plant breathes through its roots and exchanges with the earth, we can breathe through our roots and exchange with the earth. And breathing in through those roots and letting the earth energy, which has a golden color, come up into our legs with each inhale. It might move faster than you think it will. So move into your legs, into your knees, breathing it up through your hips and legs, into your spine, up through your abdomen and your chest, into your heart, over the top of your head, down across the top of your face, and into across your, down across your arms and into the palms of your hands. You might notice that your hands feel a little bit heavier. It's perfect. So if you ever wanted to stop this meditation and just do 1 through 4, this is a great hookup just by itself. And just breathing into 4's core, breathing into the earth and letting it reciprocate into your body. 5 alive. Now that you have energy in your hands, that energy is, make that energy a little bit bigger. So imagining, imagining that earth energy can come up through your body and down out through your hands and like big golden globes of light. 6 is thick. Those big golden globes immediately open, light up the room around you in every direction. All of the room is now filled with that golden light. All of the particles in the room have come in contact with your earthly inner light and lit up just as much. 7 is heaven. Now that we're rooted down in the earth, we're going to go meet up into the heavenly celestial realm. So we're going to grow our whole body up through the ceiling of whatever room you're in, so that you're looking down on the roof of the building that you're in, growing up so that you're looking down on your neighborhood, growing up now so that you're looking down on your whole city, still connected, feet are still connected to the earth. It's an important part. You guys stay grounded as you go up. So you're just growing bigger like a giant. There we go. looking down on your neighborhood, on your city, on your state, maybe, and to the point where your waist is at the level of the clouds, and your head pops up above the clouds, looking out into outer space, into the stars. 8 is gate. We're going to use the breathing capacity of our skin and all of our pores to open the pores and receive information from the stars. So imagining that you can breathe with your pores and that they open when you inhale and that they close a little bit when you exhale. And when they inhale with you, it breathes in the energy, that silver light from the stars comes in you from all directions, nourishing the skin and enters the body and organizes itself right along your spinal column. So breathing in that starlight, and it's mixing in your body with the golden chi from the earth. We're pulling in the silver chi from the stars, from the heavenly realms, from God, from Source. And condensing now, mixing together with the gold and silver light in what the Taoists call the Tai Chi pole. And that's a central channel that runs right in front of the spine, all the way down into the center of the earth, and all the way up into your personal pole star or soul star, where all the information that you need for your life is located. Nine is shine. Got that energy condensing along your central channel. You're going to give an intention to that energy. Something that you want to share with the world, or that you'd like to receive for yourself, or that you'd like someone else to receive. It might be the same thing. For me, it's groundedness. And put your intention in your heart and feel that intention. Assign that intention to all of those little particles that you've gathered together from heaven and that you've gathered together from earth. We're going to send it out in every direction around you from your heart. One big swoosh. And that goes out into every corner of the universe. And because it's all reciprocal, it also comes back and nourishes you. In the perfect time. I'm gonna have you, to close this meditation, I'm gonna have you take your hands together and rub them together. And place the left hand on your heart and the right hand over the left, so that they're right over your heart space. Left hand touching the body, the right hand over the back of the left. And we're going to move both of those hands down in front of the body to right below the belly button. And if you know how to take a belly breath or a diaphragmatic breath, we're going to take an inhale. And breathe into that space right behind your hands, right inside your body. It's your center of gravity. The lower dantian, grounding all of our energy into our center of gravity, pulling the heavenly chi down with every inhale, pulling the earthly chi up with every inhale, and centering it right there in front of our hands, right below our belly button. Give you about 5 breaths here in silence. And when you're ready, slowly open the eyes.